الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق العالم ثم الصلاه على المختار المقيم لا يصلي مسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على بشير النذير محمد. مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضه فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت تلقاء اعظمه فطاب من طيبه القار والاثر. روح الفدا لقطر انت ساكنه فيه الاخاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الاحوال مقتحم. يا رب للمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد افلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Before starting, I will talk properly a few points by way of introduction. One very important point is that we see that it has become common that whenever we have a program, a Dini program in the masjid, then like now after Maghrib, then many of us who normally perform their Nafil Namazes, their Awwabin, because the whole Namaz program starts quick, we don't perform it. And the whole object is to bring Deen. And the greatest object is Namaz. So we should allow little bit time so brothers can at least read those who are, there are plenty brothers who do read their Nafil Awwabin. But because the program starts almost immediately after Sunnah, so we don't get chance for them. So what we are, the object for what we are working, we defeat the object. And then we don't go perform those Nafil Namazin. Very few will be afterwards if there is time still left that we will make our Nafil. The same thing after Isha. In fact, some places we see that there are programs after Isha. We start immediately after they start. They say, must start straight after Isha. No sunnahs, no witr. Can read that afterwards. And then we see how many people read. Inshallah, all must be going home and reading. But in the masjid, we don't see anyone reading them their sunnahs, their witr. So we should try and keep our priorities in order, inshallah. Also, Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to read Durood Sharif on a daily basis. Even just 10 Durood in the morning, 10 in the evening. Even just Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The merits are so great, so great. Our connection with Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be good. And when Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's connection, our connection with Allah Ta'ala will be good. And on the day of Jumu'ah, we should try and increase our Durood. How much Allah give us tawfiq, we should try and read more durood on the day of Jumu'ah. Another very important thing is to try and bring as many sunnahs into our lives, all sunnahs, which are connected with our deen, which are connected with our daily activities of eating, sleeping, etc. Then for that, we should make effort and make dua that Allah Ta'ala blesses us with the knowledge of sunnah. That is also a very great thing. To try and acquire some kitab, go to some ulama, we go in Jamaat Milan, we go to a sheikh, to a khanqa. One of the things that we should be looking forward to, one of the main things is to be learning sunnah. And if we can take a little stock out of ourselves over a period, that which new sunnah did I learn in this week, in this month, has any more sunnah come into my life or not? Have I learned one more sunnah? We should have that feeling in us, Allah created in us, inshallah. The other is then to have the love of sunnah. Perhaps we cannot make amal on every sunnah, but to have the love of every sunnah.
And that is also a very great thing to love the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to cherish that. And you see, anyone who is making amal on his sunnah, I'm weak, I'm not making amal on that. I forever, whatever reason, then we should admire that, that the sunnah is alive. The third is then to practice on almost, to try and make effort on every sunnah. But it is beyond us, the life of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What an honor, what an example we can achieve. But that is our goal. And we, wherever Allah takes us, and we should move in that direction. And then to propagate the sunnah. We are practicing on sunnah, inform our family people, encourage them, our friends, etc. Everything else we speak about with our friends, etc. But when it comes to deen, then we don't speak. Encourage our friends to make amal on his sunnah. And as long as he is making amal, we are going to get this sawab also. And how many sunnahs are going to come alive? Goodness is going to come in the world. So Allah give us tawfiq of that also. Another thing also, try and make our object of life our namaz. That Allah makes me a namaz. In fact, Hazrat Ji, Maulana Imam al-Hasan Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, commonly used to say when they're sitting for Mashura, he says, come, let us all get together and make effort to at least bring one command of Allah, 100% alive in the world. According to people who show statistics, they say about 90% of the Ummah not making one namaz also. A few then are making Eid, others are making Jummah also, others want to namazes in the day, others a few more, but how many of us think for ourselves? I have to think for myself. Today, our five times namaz, did I make it with takbir e ula? Namaz can only be really called namaz when we make it with takbir e ula, and we finish it with the imam with salam. We come late, if we go to job, and every day we come in late. How long will the boss, will he tolerate us? Yeah, with our heaven, some of us, we just come in late. And some of us come just before the imam makes salah. So if we go to job just before the closing up, and then we go to job, which boss will you keep us? But we have continuous heaven. So we should see that we try and make our namazes which are called namaz. And this is only the outward form of namaz which we are also very meek in. But even then it becomes right. And then the inside of namaz, Allah word, but we know what we are, where our namaz is being done. And our whole solution of our deen, Allah Ta'ala has declared it in namaz. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Iyaz Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say that if you make effort on somebody's namaz, on your own namaz also, to make a perfect namaz, you in fact have made effort on the whole deen of that person. Because if the namaz comes right, the whole deen of a person comes right. And when the whole deen is alive, then our dunya is also correct. Our akhirat is also correct. Today we have common talk. Individuals we got problems, communities we got problems, ummah we got problems, but who turns to the solution? Allah gave us, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Allah says, definitely the believers have become successful already. All success, whatever problems there can be, the starting point that our namaz, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. And if that is right, all the other nine qualities which are mentioned will also fall in place. It is on namaz. So how much do we have fitr to correct our namaz? In my house, am I, the family, everyone, are we making namaz? Is it on time? And the ladies, are we making namaz on time? Or is it also last minute that they are making namaz? And when is it namaz? Here in the masjid, we are regulated, we are bothered with the imam. Our farz namaz. But if we make on our own, like the woman folk, it is just a slap dash namaz. Quick up and down and finish, namaz is over. Or is it somewhat, some resemblance to namaz? So Allah give us tawfiq for namaz. On one occasion, they were having meals with Nizamuddin, the markaz, and a person who was serving water, the glass from his hand fell. So Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi looked up at him and told him, it looks like your namaz is still not correct. In other words, if your namaz was right, this problem should have been. Our serious problems which we encounter because there is a fault in our namaz. If our namaz has come right, inshallah, our deen will be right, our akhirat will be also right. The first thing a person will be reckoned for will be namaz. If namaz came right, everything else will come out right also. And if namaz didn't come out right, then those are problems for that person. May Allah Ta'ala bring our object that quantity-wise, we try and see that everyone makes namaz. Quality-wise, at least me, myself, my namaz must be correct. Our outward posture, the raising of the hand is still far from what it should be. Our ruku, our sajda, our salam, generally, we are still very, very far from what namaz must be. So let you stop it and we make namaz the object of our namaz. One more thing, that all of us, let you stop it to make dua for our parents. If they are living, make dua for them. Rabbi rahmuhuma kama rabbayani saghira. If they passed away, the three cats put ulma, pass the sawabs to them. How happy don't they know exactly who sent them? And it benefits them tremendously, no matter what enjoyment they may be in. But it benefits them even more. So Allah give us salty. Let us start now. We all need three cats put ulma, pass the sawab to our parents, all our marhumins. Allah Ta'ala has put great stress in the Quran Sharif for the rights of the parents. Where is Allah and Allah give us tawfiq to fulfill their life. And really if you can see, it's beyond us also. But we try our utmost to try and fulfill the rights of our parents. Great, great goodness will abundance of goodness will come to us in our dunya's life. And actually our object is dunya's life. And the means of it is not going to work and going to earn. Make khidmat of your parents and see what you will earn. Allah give us all of that. The ayat of the Quran Sharif has recited just before those ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَنَفْسِيُمْ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُدُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Our bodies Allah has made, they have two main components which we all understand and know. This is the physical body, and the real thing which is the real life is the ruh, the soul which is inside. The soul we can't see, and philosophers have tried to explain what is the soul, they can't explain it. Volumes and volumes have been written. We see in the libraries all the philosophers of the world. But what is the root? They can't explain. Allah Ta'ala gives the explanation in two words. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. They ask you, O Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, what is the root? قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّ. أَمْرِ رَبِّ. The root is the command of Allah. That life that comes in a person. That is Allah's command. And when Allah wants you, He takes that command out. Now you are perfect for a citizen. Your eyes are perfect, so perfect that they can be grafted to another. In you they don't see when that ruh is gone out. That command of Allah is gone out. But in another person, that eyes start looking. Because their eyes are right. But in you, because that ruh, your heart, you can have a heart transplant. Your heart, your body doesn't work, you are dead now, your ruh is gone out. Then they transplant it in another person, it's functioning there. So it's right, kidney transplant, everything. So the ruh is the true components that we all do understand, but we don't think about these things. This is also one weakness that has crept into us. We think about details, about our cell phone, how much don't we think, what then what. About all other programs, all other things. But the reality of matters, we don't pay attention. About akhirah, about the hisab, kitab. Today, these things we don't want to talk. In fact, the way of the world today is that you mustn't talk about mortals. And we have made our nature intentionally, unintentionally. When we go to Qabristan, the object was to remember death. But when we go there also, we are laughing, we are talking. And in fact, sometimes the Imam, he has to appear. How many times? Sometimes nobody hears in the first 1-2 times. Silence please, brother. Silence please. Respect the Nayyat. Respect the Janaza. But we are just getting on and we are making a big noise. So they also, if you're not going to think of ourselves, then when are we going to think? So this is a thing that has to come into us. We think of the life of the Qabr, we think of our Akhirah, Hisab, Kitab, what it will be. Visualize, look at prayer in that ground, the human, the Islamic literature in English is so much. See what is Jannah, Allah Akbar. How Allah has prepared Jannah and the narrative of Jannah. And that is what we are in the first place, that is what the person is quoting. For these things this, we should be making efforts. And think of Jahannam also. Allah save us all. And the God of the Majors will be in the height. It will appear like the Jahannam is going to tear apart in the end. And it's going to come and pick its people and be angry upon them. Hey, what are our actions? Ulama have written Allah's compassion, kindness is unlimited. Then, if you intend doing a good deed, Allah writes the sawab. You do it, Allah multiplies it by 10, by 700, and even more than that. A bad deed, you intend doing, you do it, Allah only writes it. The reason for this, the Ulama have written, our bad deeds are much more than our good deeds. So it is to pass us. Allah Ta'ala has made the system that He will multiply our good deeds so much. So anyway, so our life today, ulama say that we are not retailing gunas, we are not wholesaling gunas, we are one way, we are factories and factories of gunas that we are. Our eye is a factory of guna, our brain is a factory of guna, our hand is a factory of, we are just making guna and no tawbah. At least if we would balance it, have some reconciliation, we balance it at least, but tawbah is the path. It will be also a trip, but today Toba is the path. Well, then I explained after Asr, what a great prescription also. But very well is the path. A person who makes this the path compulsory upon himself. All the time is the Asr. Make namaz, after namaz, what do you read? In namaz at the end, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman sabir. I did a wrong, big wrong to me. What wrong did we do? We didn't make out namaz. When the ayat was revealed, وَبِيْلْ أَصْحَابِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ they make it as far as very time, tajid time. This time is right to see from Hazrat Sayyidat bin Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Hazrat Nabi Amrish sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are these the people who commit adultery, who drink wine, who steal? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, these are those people who make ibadah the whole time. Now they are making istighfar on the ibadah. That where can we make to fulfill the rights of no one? That we, those are the people who make istighfar on their pious good deeds. And we just commit gunas one way and no tawbah is istighfar. If we think to ourselves, when did we really sit and make istighfar? Istighfar and fortunate is that person that whom Allah gives tawfiq to ask for harm. That ya Allah, I'm the worst in the world. Oh Allah, my actions, I've got nothing good to my credit. You forgive me, oh Allah. Hey, fortunate is that person. And a person whose eyes go on his good deeds, that I'm so pious, I'm an alim, I've opened madrasa, I'm running madrasa, I'm doing this, bayans I'm giving, teaching I'm doing, hips I'm making students happy. That person is in great danger. Who can do the work as it is required by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of istighfar. That when we become in that group that continuously we are making istighfar. Also, let us think for ourselves, Manana spoke about it there after Asr in the masjid there. Quite a few brothers who were there also, who of us thought that from now on we'll make istighfar 10 times a day, 50 times a day, we just hear bayan and finish. It's not for amal. For myself, I speak. We speak about it also and we also don't make amal. It's just for the sake of speaking. But Allah give us all. I mean, amal is done. So this ruh is that we should ponder about it. That is the most important thing. If the ruh goes out of any one of us now, Perhaps we'll even cancel the bayan. One person's ruh may come. Now, all prepare for the janaza, maybe. Or it will cause some commotion if we even carry on with the bayan. So the ruh is the most important thing. And so this true component there. For the body, we all know, all the whole body, the brains are there, the eyes, hands, legs, heart, liver, kidneys, all so many things in the body. And when anything goes wrong, a small thing goes wrong in the body, then there are not only enough hospitals and doctors, more than enough. Specialists of the eyes, of the different aspects of the eyes, so many different specialists. Of the brain, of everything. You want to have a small general, we need a doctor. Doctor is for everything. You just go to him, he takes one bottle from the shelf, he gives you, and you come right, finish. No. Now this test and that. How many tests? Now scans. X-ray also is a thing of the past now. Now this scan, now that scan, now this blood test. How many things for small? Now this doctor says you have to go to that doctor. That doctor refers you to another doctor. Allah save us from this whole chapter. Then you are left for nothing. You are only now visiting doctors, doctors, doctors all the time. Hospitals, hospitals all the time. All this for the body. That the body must be right. For this body, how, perhaps the whole world is only for the outward body. We go take a drive in the shopping area, shopping mall. What shops we will find there? We'll find a supermarket. Supermarket, our groceries are there. Many other things also we get from there. Then if we drive around, we'll find all that is for the body, our food, etc. We see a garage for cars. We need a car, so it's also for the body. We see a service station where we service your car. Our car needs that there. Then we see a swimming pool shop, all swimming pool things, that is also for the body. How many things of the swimming pool, all that. Then we will see about gardening something, it is also for the body, for our outside. Furniture shop is also for the body. Everything is for the body. If we drive around here in Binoni and around the area, will we find any shop for the roof? Hospitals, how many won't we find for the body? Do we find one hospital for the room? Doctors, plenty doctors. All the doctors are for the body. Do we find one doctor for the room? And we all, I'm sure, nobody will ever doubt that the most important is not the body, is the room. As long as the room is there in a hospital, you are in ICU, and it's like an emergency. You see all the nurses and doctors are running, they're checking this, they're doing that, they're putting this machine, they're taking out that machine, they're all excited and running around. As soon as the ruh falls out, finished. Everything is taken out now. Now no attention, now the ruh is gone out. So the ruh is the most important. Myself, all of us, do we give one little bit attention to that? It comes to our mind that my ruh must be healthy also. My body must be healthy. And not only healthy, I must have my fruit salad. And not only fruit salad, my ice cream must also be in there. Not only that, then I must have my juice also. Everything for the body. We've got a toilet in the house for the body also. Everything is for the body. What have we done for our roof? And what thought have we given? Forget the details. Not even a thought about the roof. And finally, when morn will come, all that is going to happen, the roof will go out, the body will remain behind in this world. We will take the body, we'll go to the qabristan, we will bury the body, make janaza namaz and bury the body. But what is the important thing there? Is the roof. May Allah save us all. The person dies, that is not for the whole Arab impression. And we don't find anything of that people there. There's no janata, there's no body, there's nothing else. But the ruh is going to be at ceremony. Everything is going to happen to the ruh. Allah save us all. If there's a fire and a person burns in the fire and beyond recognition, ashes only remain of him. The body is finished, but everything is going to happen with the ruh. Also, how many of us got that real yaqeen on that life of the Asura? That without any doubt whatsoever, when Malakul Maud will come and takes our roh, that whole real life is going to start. When we will really realize that this world was just a dream world.
And it was just a Roman or Ba'adu Yom.
I lived in this world
just for a little while. It wasn't even a full day that I lived in this world.
And how much are we working for this world? All that we are accumulating, amassing, leaving for our children, what is of the grandchildren, leaving for the grandchildren also, for everyone, and little did we prepare for the Akhirah. Harun al-Rashid was a famous king, very pious king also. He had once, there was a great Buzurg in his time, Mansur, what we call, who we will call a madman. And in reality, we are mad, he is right. But we call him mad, because we are mad, a mad person calls everyone else mad. One person, you heard on the radio, that on the freeway, must be careful, that one person is driving his car in the opposite direction. On the freeway, 3-4 lanes of traffic, Monday morning, how they are going. But he is going in a different, opposite direction. So, where he fought, he was the one. And he phoned up and he said, not one, plenty. Everyone is going opposite direction. He's going in the wrong direction, and he said everyone else is going in the wrong direction. So unfortunately that is our case. We are wrong and we think everyone else is wrong. We are wrong. And we have to come right. So a mad person, so Bahlul, was they regarded him as a mad person, whereas he was a real sane person. So Harun al-Rashid became ill towards the end of his life. He came and visited Harun al-Rashid. And Harun al-Rashid told him, Bahlul, you are a mad, stupid person. And if you find somebody more stupid and more mad than you, give him a walking stick, take the stick and you must give it to that person. So he went and on his usual, he's mad in the love of Allah, in the ibadat of Allah, not worried of his clothes, not worried of his food, not worried of his shelter, he's just well Allah Ta'ala. And today we think that that is not life. But today when we are on the cell phone with the wrong person, the whole world can crush on us. We don't know what is happening. We also just need and should be connection with Allah Ta'ala. And we have found Allah, what to say then? Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi, just remember. He at one time, he was a king, a great, great king, very wealthy, everything. But the time of his hidayat came and he turned to Allah Ta'ala, and he was a pious person also. Even at that time, when he was a king, he was a pious person. But the whole story, how he turned to Allah. Anyway, one day he was sitting at the river bank or the sea shore and sewing his clothes with a needle that was rusted, and he sewing his clothes. One of his ministers, who was his minister when he was the king, walked past, and the minister thought in his mind, what a stupid man. Hey, what a man made a cheetah. He didn't have to fetch his clothes, where every day new pair of clothes. And everything ready for him found. Now he's sitting alone and stretching his clothes and then Allah gave him kashf, Allah let him understand and know what this person was thinking of, which is that when Allah wants to, he opens something on somebody. So he took his needle and he threw it in the water. And he told the fish, bring my needle back. Al-Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayh, not any ordinary person. Today me, even while I'm making bayan, some lies also I put in, this happened there, that happened, that person, nothing like that. And these lies are gunah and kabira. And we don't think, and we sit here on the limber also every day. In our deen we talk so many lies also. We're making mashurat and we are putting lies also. Anyway, what Allama Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah, he says 100,000 fish came out with gold that needles that presented to me. So he said, I don't want this, I want my needle, the trusted needle. And where you going to find it at the water, bottom in the water, of the water at the bottom? But one fish came up with it. Then he looked at that minister and he said, which kingdom is better? Was that kingdom better or this kingdom? So outwardly it looks like this, but these people in their heart what they talk. So anyway, Harun al-Rashid told Bahlul, take the stick, you find somebody more stupid than you, more mad than you, must give it to him. Then later on, Harun al-Rashid became more ill, so he came and visited him again. So he asked Harun al-Rashid, you are looking very ill, looks like your last few moments you are going to be passing. He said, yeah. He says, while you are healthy, hale and healthy, you should go check the whole country, you should tour around, everything going well.
She said, yes, I used to go.
You should go with your whole entourage.
Yeah, I should go.
And what that, how many ministers those days, they transport with cameras, elephants, etc. And you should go, you should make arrangements for everything, proper arrangements. Where they're going to stay, the food, everything, where they go.
All that arrangement in detail, he asked him.
Then he asked him, now you are going to Akhirat, what arrangements have you made for your qabr? And for your Akhirat.
That has made no arrangement.
Then he took his stick and he gave it back to him. He says, you are the most stupid person I found. That you are the person that you made no preparation for where you are going eternally and permanently. So that is how the journey we all have to be here.
Like that one person came to Ibrahim Adham Rahmatullah.
So he looked around the palace and he asked, what is this?
So he said, what you asking? Is a palace?
Why are you asking? You see, to me it looks like a musafirkhana.
Not even a hotel, just like a
the lodge, traveler's lodge, which is very simple, down to earth. So he says, what do you mean? This is a palace here. What a palace and all the things in the palace. So he asked him, who lived here before you? He said, my father, and before him,
my grandfather, and before that, my great-grandfather.
So he said, even this is just a musafirkhana. There's the people one after the one are just coming and going. So this is what this is. We look at it, my palace I built here, my house, double story, seven bedroom, 11 bedroom house. I've got this amenity, that facility, and everything.
But these men who have got reality, this is nothing whatsoever.
It doesn't mean a thing to them whatsoever.
Allah put reality in for me also, for all of us. We speak about it, Allah make it reality comes into us. So, yeah, this is also to remind us of qadr. And in the qadr, no cell phones will go on, and no torches will also, unless our amal. Allah give us tawfiq to make our wudu proper. That will bring nur into us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was asked, after 1400 years, we don't know how long still the ummah is going to come, then how will you recognize your ummah? He said, I will recognize them by the nur of the wudu. When they made wudu, with that nur, Allah grant us that nur. So anyway, so our body is made of these two main components, the ruh on the one side and the body on the other side. Our whole emphasis, our whole life is on the body, if you see, from morning to night. Before a child is born, already all for his body. No worry about the ruh. And very sadly, Allah forgive us all. When a person dies also, family people are laughing loudly. With their mouths open, teeth are showing. And who? And nobody like really has got concern. He's answering munkar and nakir. He's going through that very heavy test at that time. Do we worry? We come home. And today, Allah make us maaf, one person wrote in one place that that a funeral, there were the minute they're expecting the person to die, already the marquees are put up. And already the caterers are there to bring the food. Lunch dawat is given, supper dawat, breakfast dawat is given. And this is for supposed to be a few parties are made, people are bringing cakes and the teas are being served. And this is supposed to be a funeral, and the family people who are supposed to have the greatest worry for the marhum, the person who has passed away. How much do we think of this? Ourselves, my father has passed away, my mother, my brothers, whoever, everyone is in a different condition here. How much do we think of them? That will make some of the provision for them. Make some, three times, qul hu Allah, what is that difficult? More than that, if we can, we have a masjid built, we have a well done. We let a student become hafiz for the isali sawab of my father. We have a student becoming an ali for the isali sawab of my mother. All those things will be great things. But at least just the dua that we make. So anyway, all I'm trying to say to myself first, that we realize that much, much, much more, totally 100% more important than the body is the ruh. But we are not giving any attention to this. That is what we have to be giving attention. And the ruh also becomes weak. If we don't eat food, we become weak. If we become sick, then some sicknesses bring weakness in a person. Some sicknesses bring pain in a person. Other sicknesses bring lethargy. A person has depression. He doesn't want to do anything. And if the ruh also becomes sick like this. And for that also we need treatment. And the main primary thing is the ruh. If the ruh is healthy, then the body will also support it accordingly. But if the ruh is sick and the body overpowers the ruh, which is unfortunately, which is common with us, that we can't, I know namaz fajr, I have to come to the masjid. But my ruh is too weak. My body makes me sleep at that time. And there's a pretty auntie there, and I must not be looking at her. But my ruh is too weak. It can't control my body. My eyes that don't look there. My eyes have got the better of me, my body, and I have to look there. All wrong, making riba, backbiting. I know it is haram. I say also it is haram. But when the time comes, I can't control it because our ruh is too weak. We haven't made any effort on our ruh. We don't even really recognize the existence of our ruh. How many of us today, we don't believe in the life of the qabr, in the akhirah, which is all the journey of the ruh. So that is the thing that we have to. So all this great effort which is taking place in the name of the tasawwuf, or khanqa, or islah, or tarbiyat, tazkiyah, it is just this year. There's a little bit difference you can make, that first we make our tarbiyat, our tazkiyah, we control our nafs, we make the ruh more powerful. For example, you bought a brand new BMW, top of the range, most powerful BMW, brought it home to show your family, your young 16, 17 year old, not only son, daughter, she takes the key and she goes for a spin in the residential area. And with what speed she drives, she can't control it. And there is an accident, she dies perhaps, the car is totally a write-off. Why? Because she was too weak to control the car. Had she known how, or he, had they known how to control the car, they could take it for a spin and bring it back safely. The same way, when we are too weak and we can't control our nafs, and our nafs is controlling us. When we say a car is gone out of control, that whatever happened, tire burst, or you hit a curb and the car went out of control, that means it is gone out of, now the car is controlling you. At such a time, when you turn the steering to the right, the car goes sharply to the left. You put a brake to stop it, it shoots forward, because it's out of control. When our ruh is out of control, our nafs is out of control, the ruh is not controlling it. This is all the chaos that we are witnessing. What is happening in our homes? What is happening in our society? I don't have to speak here of that. Everyone knows sad, sad stories. We are hearing continuously of what is happening all around. All this just because of this one thing that we did not control, learn to control our nafs. And this doesn't harm us only in our deeni things, even in our dunya things. How many of us are such that I'm a diabetic, for example? I know this cake is not good for me, this ice cream is not good for me, but I say I'll take an injection, one extra insulin today, and I'll have this rice, this biryani, I can't resist it. We haven't got control, we can't resist it. Everything else, then we can suffer the whole night, we will go through that suffering. How many people, when they see that food, cases, you all must be knowing more better than me, how the person overate, now he's vomiting, he's spewing, now he's running to toilet, but at that time, the eating time, he couldn't control himself. So all this is that we haven't got control. So all that is being said really in the name of Islah Tazkiyah, is that we gain control over our nafs. Make the ruh, which is the right thing, which is the important thing, which is going, the ruh's journey carries on. The ruh was not in existence at one time. Allah created the ruh, and since then, the ruh will carry on forever and ever. The body will go till the qabr. After that it's finished, then the body comes to an end. But the ruh's journey carries on. After dying, we either go to Illiyin, may Allah grant us all, all our family people who have passed away, all who will come in the future, Allah grant. Otherwise, may Allah save us, it goes to Sijjin. And then after that, Qiyamah's day will come, then the decision will be made, either of Jannat and Jahannam. The body that will be given there, all am I right, is somewhat like this body, somewhat little different from this body. But the ruh is the important thing. That is going to carry on the journey. and how much effort have we made for our, each one, I myself think, how much effort have we made for our roof, for our body, our houses, my bedroom, to the finest detail, everything. I want the switch in this place, the switch is there in that place. I want this thing in this place, it is there in this place. When I go to the toilet, my sandals must be on that place, they are there on the, for every minus detail, for our nafs, for our body, we have made every arrangement. And we are still carrying on for the ruh we have it. So what is being said is that effort has to be made that we gain control over our nafs, and then once that is done, our contact with Allah is made. Allah does not come in a heart that is dirty and filthy. This glass of water, if it is just dirty on the outside, inside it is pure and clean. Just on the outside some finger marks, and that also of the food that we were eating, not of some other dirt, not of grease or anything, the food we were eating. We don't want to drink water in that glass. We won't offer it to somebody, take here's water. We say the glass is dirty. And when the heart is dirty, and everything else besides Allah, this dunya, filthy, filthy thoughts are and things are in the heart. The most filthiest things are in the heart, and we expect Allah to come in there. And we make ourselves so filthy, and then we want to go in Jannah, which is absolutely pure. And only the pure enters Jannah. We make Tawbah and purify ourselves. May Allah give us tawfiq. Allah forgive us and purify us. But we have messed our lives up. Our dirt that we have, all the filth and dirt in our lives. If we have to think, whenever we sleep, also make dua that Ya Allah, this whole night I'm sleeping now, 4 hours, 8 hours, whatever time we are going to sleep, that this whole night of sleep, make it ibadat for me. And write it, because I'm sleeping, Ya Allah, so I get fresh. When I get fresh, I'll make my tahajjud, I'll make fajr, I'll make tilawat, I will teach Quran. All good things I will do. So the whole night sleep is for that purpose. So this whole night sleep, make it ibadat. And at the same time, Ya, and make it neki, write down good deeds for me in my amal. At the same time, make dua, Ya Allah, my whole life, my amal, also make it, also write down only nakis. You will feel ashamed. I know what I've done. And in my record of deeds, all this filth and dirt that is there. My wife is lying right next to me. She doesn't know what and what I have done. My sons, my daughters, nobody knows what and what I've done. All filth and dirt in there. But Allah is Kareem. Okay. And also, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, Rahmatan Wasi'ah, said that read Ya Kareem, Ya Kareem, read it 7 times at least, more also, but at least 7 times. And the meaning of Kareem, he shows his great, great, great kindness on those who don't deserve kindness. Those who didn't work, you pay them also. Those who in fact came here and stopped your workers from working. Those who came and damaged your work. Kareem is that, he'll pay them also. So Allah is that Kareem. So we beg of Allah, we are filthy, we are dirty, but you have mercy upon us. In short, really it is that we have to become concerned much more of our body, more than our body, of our ruh that we have to concern. The ruh, our body, just little bit smell. I didn't have my shower today. I didn't change my clothes. I'm getting a bad smell. But the ruh which is stinking, we don't get the smell, that is a different thing. But definitely in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the smell should come to the people. When a person used to speak a lie, now also when we lie, we make ghibat, the malaika who are here to protect us, لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِن خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. They are there. But when we speak lies, they go to such a distance because the smell is so foul. It's such a terrible smell that they cannot take it. And that is when we start having problems in our lives. Now everything starts going wrong. They are not there to protect us at that time. And we are the cause of it with our actions, what we do, how what we are looking at, and how sad also. Our condition of our iman today, we might be looking at something on the some filth and dirt on the cell phone, on the phone, or we're looking live at some woman or something. We are Allah's lanat, Allah's fire is raining, pouring down on us, and I'm enjoying. A person who enjoys with Allah's lanat falling on him. A person who is laughing and giggling and happy on the phone, he's speaking when the fire of Jahannam is pouring on him. Yeah. What kind of, how, where have we come? How desensitized that we have become. We don't feel it. Today, guna, we don't feel it as guna. We don't think of it as guna. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that when we join in this effort, mashallah, here in this masjid, some zikr takes place, some program takes place for this islah of ourselves. There are many other programs also around us here, everywhere, wherever we can, try and fit in this program, and we become concerned about our ruh, to make islah of our ruh, that our ruh comes right. If our ruh comes right, our body will also be right. When our body will be right, our whole dunya will be right. And also let us remember that the problems that we face in our lives, they are not from other people. Today we blame this person, he didn't deliver the goods, that person didn't do this, that person didn't do that. It is all our own wrongdoing, our sins. Eh? Our sins are our biggest enemy. No country is our real enemy, no nation is our real enemy. Allah Ta'ala uses a certain nation, a certain country to punish us, certain people to punish us. وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْدَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. We use, Allah says, we use some wrongdoers who are the more bigger wrongdoers to punish those who are the lesser wrongdoers. So if we can understand this, but the whole system of the world is just that we have to, this person is guilty of this, that person is guilty of that, that is all an outward system. Dunya-wise also, Islamic-wise also, eh? But actual cause of all our problems, it is we ourselves, our own sins that we have committed, and that we did not pay any attention to our ruh, our lives are gone out of control. Hey, we go on the. I know that my car, the brake pads are worn out, or there's a leak in the brake fluid system, and my brakes are not working. But I'm going on the road and driving at 200 kilometers per hour, and I've got no brakes. What is going to happen? So today on our nafs, we got no brakes. The driver, the ruh, is gone, almost dead. It can't do anything, it can't say anything, and the nafs is just doing what it wants to. And we each one, I myself, ask ourselves, our whole emphasis, I want a nice meal, I want a nice bed, I want a nice, everything must be of the best. Tomorrow is Sunday, how many of us got some dawah somewhere? How many of us got some picnic somewhere? How many of us got something else? Who can stand up and say, even myself included, that I've got some arrangement for my ruh tomorrow, to correct my ruh. That is the most important thing. And when our ruh will be corrected, halat and conditions of dunya will still come. Allah Ta'ala's system is there, but you won't feel it. You'll get enjoyment in those conditions. You won't feel it hard, you'll get enjoyment. And if you want to know about that, read the lives of our elders. Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, in a short period of time, 40 people of his family pass away, one after the other. But they are just as happy as they are. He's teaching, and he's got no food in the house. 2-3 days pass, no food, but he's just teaching. In that time, offers of huge amounts of money come, and everything, but they just don't pay any heed. What enjoyment Allah gives in them. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, when you make this effort, then at the times will come when you are tested by Allah Ta'ala. Whatever, some guna, some haram wealth, some haram other thing, whatever, but you remain firm at that time, it is like you are giving your life. But Allah will take half a life, and He'll give you in return 100 lives. And these are those people that in this dunya, what lives they live in this dunya. And then what to say, when they go to their father, before that, when Malakul Maut comes to them, and he comes with his whole entourage of the Malaika of Jannah, each one of them, a whole two lines they come, and each one with a branch of the trees of Jannah. And on each the branch, there are different leaves with different beautiful colors and beautiful fragrances. And they say, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, O soul, that you work so hard, you are at rest, When Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi rahmatullah alayhi passed away, his mother said, Mera Yusuf khub thaka aur thakaya, ab aaram ki neend so raha. Yeah, that he tired himself and he made others tired going in jamaat, etc. Now he's sleeping peacefully. So this is that we have to make effort on our ruh. That we understand this, Allah put it in me, put it in us also, all of us, that we are so worried of our dunya, that our ruh, that we get with some concern about our ruh, and we correct our ruh also. So, and then just passing also, let us remember that halat and conditions come on everyone, all of us are going through. Somebody got a health problem, if not me, my wife, if not my wife, my son, my father, somebody or the other, financial problems, some arguments, fights, husband, wife, all partners are having arguments, etc. So halat do come on people. So the answer to these halat is iman and yaqeen. Mm-hmm. That our iman on Allah and yaqeen on Allah. It is not, I can tell you, 100%. It is not going by counselors, it is not going by psychiatrists, it is not by going by anyone else. It is iman and yaqeen and a'mal. Our yaqeen is not today. On our yaqeen we haven't got yaqeen. On our a'mal we haven't got yaqeen. To combat the conditions of the people of the world is iman and yaqeen. And to spread deen, always deen was spread with mujahada and sacrifice. How much of mujahada we make? We make effort and we make sacrifice. For example, I had a different idea also. I didn't know the reality and I had some other thing in my mind until somebody told me. We all perhaps have heard of Junaid Jamshed. He was a singer and what a singer he was, what a star he was. But his hidayat came. What was the source of his hidayat? I heard some other news. And I thought that was the source of his hidayat. But this person who knows everything, he said that the Tabligh Jamaat in the hot summer days of Pakistan and Karachi, when they were sweating, the sweat was dripping from their clothes, they went and meet him. Say, who are these people? And what do they want? But in that condition of that mujahada, when they gave him dawah, he turned immediately. Okay, so deen comes alive with mujahada, and deen comes alive with sacrifice. The paddle jamaats at work that go to different but remote conditions, and also Allah reward the people of South Africa, of other countries, throughout the world, Arabs all. But when they go out like this in jamaat, etc., what difficult conditions. Where I know personally people who came from Malawi, plenty like this. This is just one little example. And these people, we stayed by them in Malawi. What wealthy people, what comfort they have got, everything. But they were staying in our locations, in our informal settlements, in that musalla there, where there is no shower. They shower in the wuzu khana, the toilets, you can't call it a toilet also, they lived in this country. On that Allah has mercy. And on that then Allah makes decision of hidayah. Hidayah doesn't come when you go to a TV studio and some hair mahram makes all your facial and everything. And then you are sitting there with some other man and woman all mixed. And in that air conditioned system of yours, and you are talking of deen, etc., and hidayat, Allah's system is not there. Allah's system of hidayat is sacrifice. And the greatest of the greatest after Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat Nabi Kareem, when he went to Taif, what sacrifice? In the gorge of Abu Talib, what sacrifice? On the hijrat from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif, what sacrifice? Allah's Rasul's whole life was. At night, Ya Ayyuhal Muzzammil. In the day, Ya Ayyuhal Muddassir. Sacrifice after sacrifice. Then Allah is giving us till today hidayah. It was that great, great sacrifice. The Sahaba and our great Imam Mujtahideen, whether it was Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah, whether it was Imam Ibn Ahmad Ibn Hanbal, whoever it was, Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah, all of them had to make great, great sacrifices. So deen comes alive with mujahada and sacrifice. At least this sacrifice, mujahada, we can make. When we make our namaz, Allahu Akbar, to keep our thoughts in namaz. It is also a great mujahada to leave our thoughts free. Just let them do what they want to. Very easy to make namaz like that. To make two rakats, to make whole night tahajjud also. And you've got no control over your thoughts. Whatever you want to, you make your ruku, sajda, you make your namaz. But try and make two rakats or even less than two rakats with your thoughts focused and see how much mujahada you have to make. One is we make wudu. And we just make wudu haphazardly also, just splashing water here and there and finish. And one is wudu also needs concentration. Hey, we think of the du'as that have to be recited, and we think of the value of wudu, everything. Today our condition, our istinja is also just slapdash. And today the high toilet pan, which is common, every one of us just use that. To make a proper istinja, it needs, it's almost very, very difficult it is. And what istinja is, and that's the starting point of for our namaz. If our istinja is not correct, then where we can think of wudu? And today perhaps Allah forgive us all, 100% our wudu extravagance. When we make wudu from the tap, the amount of water that is just flowing. And we are just talking also with one another, how can our namaz be in namaz? We are far from the mark. So all this effort, which is in the name of Khanqa, in the name of the tasawwuf of Islam, is for this purpose. I will end off now, that in the surah Allah Ta'ala says about the nafs, wa nafsin wa ma sawwaha, that how Allah has made the nafs and very balanced. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. We have shown man both the paths. Now, and we have given our commands. This is the path you must follow. These are the things you must shun. So it is up to you now which path you are going to go. You can't blame Allah Ta'ala and you can't blame anyone else. Allah gave us the choice. So now it is up to us. تَدَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Those who purified their nafs and the surah, they made it ghalif on their nafs. Those people have become successful. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And those people are in great, great loss, who left their souls to become dirty, filthy, and they did not worry and nothing. And then Allah Ta'ala gives one example to prove this. كَذَّبَ الثَّمُودُ بِتَقْوَاهَا. That the people of Thamud, who used to say, مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً. Who is more stronger than us? And they used to say, carve out their houses from the mountains, they should carve out their houses. And they lived in such a way. And when Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, Salih ibn Ubay, and Allah chose him from his people, that was also Allah's rahmat. And the people were in idol worship, they were all haughty, pride people, proud people, people who used to oppress others at every cost. They just oppressed people, they had no mercy in their hearts. So Allah chose, by His mercy, He chose Salih ibn Ubay from them, made him his Nabi, and told him, explained to them, and how every Nabi worked on his community. How he pleaded with them. The day, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, inni da'autuhum, I called them in the day, I called them in the night. I called them, I explained to them, yeah, I explained to how much they made effort. But when the people did not listen, and they went to the extent that they said they want a she-camel, coming out of a rock and which is pregnant, that also Allah granted to them. And they still did not listen. Then Salih alayhi salatu wasalam again told them, don't interfere with this camel of Allah. Naqatullah and ayatullah, the sign of Allah, Allah has said, don't interfere. He still interfered with that also. He told them, now Allah's azab will come. And the signs of it will be that the first day your faces will turn yellow. The second day your faces will turn red, and the third day your faces will turn black. The first day and they became, instead of making Tawbah, still they had chance. But instead of making Tawbah, they became worse enemies of Salih. And they wanted to kill him, etc. Allah protected him. The next day their faces became red. Now they knew it's going to, they said, there's mountains and houses we have carved in the mountain. No earthquake can harm us there. No floods can harm us there. But when Allah's azab came, who till today the ruins of these people are there. Go and see it on the internet if you want to. Go personally there and go and see. The ruins of these people is still there till today for us to take a lesson. The ibrat, a lesson for us to take. So Allah's power, and when Allah's punishment came there, Allah said, وَلَا يَخَافُ أُقْبَاهَا. And when Allah punished them, Allah did not fear any retaliation from any person whatsoever. So today, what we are going through, which direction we are going, Allah has mercy on us. Otherwise, we have destroyed ourselves. Put apne haathon se apne paav ko kulhari maari. With our own hands we have put away heat choppers onto our leg and we have destroyed ourselves, but there is still time. And just get into the group, join with Tabligh Jamaat, make connection with some ulama, go to some khanqa, go to some Darul Uloom, make some connection and let me correct. And all we have to do is just the ruh which is supposed to be controlling, bring the ruh back to control. If in any business or any place, if the guard or the gardener, he came and he took control over everything, and the real boss, because he was paying no attention, he was just not worried about anything, now the gardener is controlling, what will happen there? Now what we have to do, just again, put the gardener on his place and get the boss back that he does his job, and he controls that. Today our nafs, we have to let's put it back on its place and let the ruh control, and everything will come right. May Allah give me understanding, Allah, all of us, Allah, and let Allah guide us towards righteousness, inshallah. Read the root chapter. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamd, kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika al-azim sultanik. Allahumma laka alhamd, ya hayyu ya qayyum, bi rahmatika nasta'in. Allahumma laka alhamd kulluh, Allahumma laka ash-shukr kulluh, Allahumma laka alhamd كما أنت أهل. فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهل. وافعل بنا كما أنت أهل، فإنك أنت أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى، عدد ما تحب وترضى. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتكفل برضا خصومنا. اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا. اللهم تفضل علينا بفنون الآلاء مع استقاقنا بأفانين الإقار. اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا. اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا. اللهم لا تخزنا فإنك بنا عالم، ولا تعذبنا فإنك علينا قادم. اللهم لك صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي، وإليك معادي ولك ربي ترابي. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن سهلا إذا شئت. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. فسهل يا إلهي كل صعب بحرمة سيد الأبرار. سهل يا ربي، سهل يا ربي، سهل كل صعب. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله، فالحمد لله الذي به فبنعمته تتم الصالحات.
سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.